This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time for us to get into what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the point of view of the DJV showers. The showers include me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan is off for this week, but Rich McFadden is here from Radio America, so we'll get his slant, his take on a lot of these issues that have been researched as usual every week of the year, 52 weeks a year. We go through the stories and the people, so the list is complete as far as, well, I'm sure there are other things that sometimes wind their way into the conversation as we look at it from the perspective of people who do talk radio every day of the week, talking about lots of different things. But this is for the news talk stations, and there are usual, there's the usual disagreement on what makes the stories ring with most of us. People list as well. You can find them at Talkers Magazine. Number 10 on the week, this week, is Andrew Yang entering the race for mayor of New York City. He was running for president, wasn't he?
He was the one that wanted the guaranteed income. Remember, he talked about the $1,000 guaranteed income thing that you'd get. He got actually more popular.
All we need is another socialist, huh?
Well, yeah, I know, that's true. But he got more popular than I think most people thought that he would. He kind of entered with not a lot of name recognition. So
yeah.
I think he's going to use that, propel it. And certainly, I can't say that de Blasio is winning many friends in New York. So someone who might be able to come out on a national stage, speak out against him, might have a chance.
All right, so you're ready for my politically incorrect take on this? Richie's going to love this.
Okay.
So, Andrew Yang, I'm going to guess with that name, is of Chinese descent, yes?
I don't know what his background is. He's Asian, yes, he's Asian-American.
Yeah. Okay. So how does that fly, given the focus on China, the COVID, the Chinese are spying on America? I can see something, and I'm not saying that this is true or even, but I can hear because of social media somebody suggesting the fact that if he is of Chinese background, can he be trusted because we can't just trust the Chinese? Don't expect that not to come up. Because it will.
I do. I actually don't expect that to come up. He's very much a business owner. He runs businesses. He's very Americanized. I think people are really, and they should be worried about the people that they can't see publicly. The people who have interwoven themselves into offices
business.
Like we saw Fang Fang get her way into Eric Swalwell's bedroom and his office, allegedly, and put interns on his staff. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, the people that we aren't seeing, I think, is probably where more of our concern should be.
Well, you've got the Russians that are doing all the hacking. You have the Chinese spying on Americans using the Caribbean phone companies. Man, I would think that there'd be a lot of people paying close attention. One would only hope paying close attention to that. Meanwhile, Tom Cruise and his meltdown have attracted. Anybody see the video or hear the audio of that?
Huh? And you know what? I have to say I agreed with everything he said.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't agree necessarily with the tone, but what he said was absolutely right on. If you missed it, Tom Cruise sort of melts down on the set of Mission Impossible, like 84,
Phil, see if you find that audio, will you? I'd like to hear
it. You're going to have to bleep it because it's very much.
You got to find a bleeped version of it.
Yeah.
I got it.
So, if you got the bleeped version of it, Phil, just play it.
Hang on.
Oh, you're going to find it. Okay, all right. So, anyway, the Tom Cruise story and the follow up was something that this was a nee-nee-nee-nee-nee kind of thing. Well, some people. The headline was Crew Leaves Set of Movie. And when you read into that, it's the usual three people left because they were offended by his tone. Well, you know what? It's his movie. He's the guy who's going to make it or break it. And
well,
if he's
and
not comfortable.
This, that, people are always a toxic work environment. Well, you're lucky to have a job right now. And that's what Tom Cruise was saying. If we don't follow the restrictions, we're going to get shut down. And it's not just my job and your job, but it's thousands of people's jobs that we're actually providing right now with this movie.
Yep. Yeah, so...
Well, the thousands of people reference is that other movie studios are watching the production of this one to see whether they can start up.
Yeah.
And so that's why he was saying this is so important. And, yeah, he went off the rails for sure. But at the same time, you know, he had a point. He's like, listen,
yeah,
you know, we've got other movie studios watching us, and if this goes well, they can start production again. So this is not just us.
All right, so here's the audio.
We are the gold standard. They're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance company. Producer. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs. I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And if I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. So you ever do it again.
That's pretty much to the point.
So I have two questions.
Yes,
one.
He's got a mask on.
On
a you
box?
Can really hear all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Did he stand on a box when he gave the speech?
He's a little short. Yes, we understand that.
Hey, number two, who recorded it and released it, and do they still have a job?
Yeah. Right.
I'm guessing the answer to that is no, or nobody's going to stand up and say, oh, I did that.
That was me. Right.
Yeah,
that was you. Number nine, the storm seemed to take over a lot of the focus here in the Northeast where I am. Anyway, the predictions were down where you were, Richie, in Washington. The Washington area is going to be bad, but it wasn't. And so we did. Pennsylvania and New York and New England got pretty well walloped. But you know what? The thing that is so annoying about this is the news media referring to it as Stormageddon. It was 14 inches of snow, for God's sakes, and it's a week away from Monday is the first day of winter officially. I mean, come on.
But didn't they say that New York got more snow over the weekend, like over this week, than they did in the entire year of 2019?
Yeah. But that says nothing. Go back to 2015. Richie, I bet you can remember. I think you were still... Were you still running the board in 2015? Or was that... I don't remember.
Right.
In 2015, February of 2015, we had at my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, we had 11 feet even of snow that had fallen between December, January, and February, and we had 30-foot drifts. That was a snowstorm. Well, those were snowstorms. That was Snowmageddon. 14 inches of snow is a snowstorm. That's it. End of story. Stop falling for all of this stupid stuff from the news media, and the guys are, a storm's coming, we'll tell you how to deal with it at 11. Okay, that's the only thing that's good for is their ratings. And you're dumb enough to fall for, well, I better keep the TV on so I can watch what's going to happen to the storm. Like you can do something about it. No, sorry, no sale there. 14 after the hour, you are listening to the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I am from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, we're working on number 8 now on the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview, if you will, of the top stories according to Talkers Magazine for this past week, week before Christmas. And number 8 is a focus once again on what's going to be reformed. There seems to be more. Didn't Obama say something this week about the difference between defunding and reforming? And I see that
they all
someplace.
Have, because they all know that the messaging is completely unpopular to say to defend the police.
Stupid.
Now, that doesn't mean that they don't want to do that, because that's exactly what they want to do. But Obama and Biden are smart enough and more seasoned politicians to say, maybe we shouldn't call it that.
Yeah,
so
right.
They've been caught on, I think Obama publicly said it, that the name was wrong, but Biden was actually caught on just on a secret recording, basically saying, we got to stop with this. We're going to lose elections if we keep going with this message. So,
well, did you hear about the Seattle City Council person who wants to defund the police, had to call 911 on a crime that she wants to make legal? So, like, somebody threw a rock through her thing, and she said in the past, you know, these people are poor, they're on drugs, they might have mental issues, we shouldn't be throwing them in jail. So somebody throws a rock through her thing, a mentally ill guy,
first thing,
and she wants to call
do.
The police on him.
That's the thing. It'd be laughable if it weren't so, if people didn't have to live with this. We've got a new district attorney in Los Angeles who is just... you can do anything. You can resist arrest. It's not illegal anymore in L.A. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. it's so
L.A.
crazy.
Has become a wasteland of nonsense as far as I'm concerned.
I am so curious to see what L.A. and New York looks like in 10 years. It's scary.
Not at this. I'm not even going there much this soon. And my son, whom you know, Richie, well, he sent me a note last night. He said this is the epicenter of craziness with the COVID thing and the stuff being shut down. There's no leadership, and the government there in the state is out of control. Jennifer, you being who you are, I don't understand. I mean, you got to stay there because that's where your business is. But was it about 10,000 people a week are leaving California?
This year broke records for the amount of people leaving the state. And here's what's left. The very rich, who can afford to be here and live comfortable lives, and the very poor. The middle class is being driven out of the state. And the middle class is what's going to make the state move. So I don't...
Doug, is your daughter leaving or staying? That's a curious one for me.
Well, they have to stay because they're both profs at UCLA. They like it? No, they don't. They don't like anything about the school being closed. They want the schools open, you know, stuff like that. And they just, there's no response from anybody in government there. 21 after the hour.
Talk radio countdown.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our focus, the top stories of the week, the top people list. Actually, I'll go through that very quickly with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn from the DJV Show. We have our perspective on it. It becomes an ancillary accompaniment to the actual countdown with Michael Harrison every week. Tom Cruise on the people list at number 10. Andrew Yang, number 9. Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad at number 8. Pete Buttigieg. Number 7. The people running in the runoff in Georgia, number 6. Kamala Harris, 5. The old fossils, Pelosi and McConnell, are tied at 4. Fauci is 3. Biden is 2. And Trump is 1. All right. Tony Fauci, did you know, Richie, he was 80 years old? I had no idea he was 80 years old. God love him.
That doesn't shock me.
Yeah, it takes, obviously he's into medicine and health and stuff, so he takes good care of himself. Still got a really sharp mind. So good. Good for him. Meanwhile, and Mrs. Dr. Birx, what did she say this week? She had, somebody asked her in an interview what her relationship with Trump was like, and she said, in public, where I'm very respectful, and in private, there's kind of a blank left there. Well, what do we do? Assume from that they argued about stuff, probably. And
you know what? The bottom line is, she didn't leave. She's still there. She's still doing the job.
Yeah.
So she doesn't disagree with him so much that she's going to beat feet.
Right. Beat feet. I like that expression, Richie.
But the media wants you to think that she's kind of being chained down in a basement and forced to do her job.
Right, yeah. Well,
yeah, they both stayed. I was, that representation, you know, people don't realize that doctors are always going to give you their point of view from the doctor's perspective. But you need someone that we elect to office to actually take into account the economy, the science, the doctor's rules. It needs to be a blend. It can't just be one thing or another. It just doesn't work that way.
Correctamundo. All right, I'd like to tie 7, 6, and 5 together. 7 and 6 especially, because 7 on the list from Talkers Magazine focuses on the hacksters from Russia. Number 6 focuses on our relationship with China, now that we know they've been spying on Americans using the phone networks they set up out of Cuba. And if you don't think these people are our enemy, I don't know what's the matter. You got rocks in your head. And I don't say that with any reservation whatsoever. Anybody who supports China, who thinks that we need to do business with China, thinks that they're going to help us, thinks that it's okay, you are not a good American.
I'm even a step further than that. Anybody who thinks that they aren't actively harming us and waging digital and spying on us, warfare.
It's warfare. Yeah. Right, exactly. Right. And they're talking about...
They are absolutely at war with us.
They want to be the chief. They think between 2025 and 2028, they will rule the world. That's what they want.
Well, here's the thing that somebody said, an expert on one of our shows said, that really kind of woke me up to this. We think in 4 and 8 year lengths,
yeah,
right?
Right, yeah.
They think in 100 years.
That's right. They have
they
the
don't
long
care
game.
About next year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're playing the long game. Yep.
Yep.
And they
yep.
are thinking 30 to 50 years from now, we are falling apart and they are ruling the world.
And that's by the way, goal. They're already in, though. This is not new. So, 2025 is going to be like the first marker of Chinese success. We'll know in a while if they're starting to eat at lunch. We can already see it. And
well,
the thing is,
we've paved the way and paid for it. We have.
Well, and then we voted for a guy who's soft on China. I'm sorry. I know that,
Why do you keep saying you're sorry? You're not
sorry at
all.
Because I know what you're going to say. I'm not sorry at all. I'm sorry that you think that this is coming from a perspective of being a
Trump
supporter.
Well, I don't care.
But the fact
the
that
Biden
all of these... Here's the thing.
I don't care.
It should bother you because the Hunter tax investigation, the investigation with his son, he shares the family could provide a wealth of introductions and business opportunities at the highest levels.
So the reason I don't care, Jennifer, is because it isn't going to change the results of the election. Maybe it should have earlier on, but they buried it so you saw what happened. So... Bingo.
Matters.
28 past the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. A government shutdown avoided. President Trump last night signs a bill funding the government for 2 more days. This buys lawmakers time to work on a COVID relief bill. One sticking point, stimulus checks. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson among those opposing $1,200 stimulus checks.
Just spend another $275 billion, send it out to 115 million households, when we are currently at about 9 million jobs less than we were in a record economy before the COVID recession.
House leaders hoping for a vote Sunday afternoon. House leaders briefed yesterday on Eric Swalwell's ties to a suspected Chinese spy. The FBI briefing Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. No comment from Pelosi after the meeting on Swalwell's future on the House Intelligence Committee. McCarthy wants Swalwell removed. This is USA Radio News. COVID vaccine distribution not happening fast enough to stop a spike in cases. University of Washington Dr. Chris Murray expects 60,000 more deaths across the country by April 1st.
It takes time to deliver the vaccine. You know, it takes 8 or 9 days before it starts to have much of an effect on those who are vaccinated. You take all that into account. We don't expect to see a major dent on the daily death rate from vaccination until sometime in February.
Dr. Murray says it's very important that we be careful for the next 6 to 8 weeks. California, among the states seeing the largest COVID spikes, the state setting a new record Thursday with 379 deaths from the virus, another 300 deaths announced yesterday. Dr. Ron Borger tells CNN if this continues, doctors will have to make gut-wrenching decisions.
If things don't change, we're going to probably be rationing care, and that's something that's very concerning.
Hospitalizations in California doubling since December 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television and these stories listed every week. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn from the DJV program. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Victoria is on vacation this week, so we're overviewing, as we normally do, what people are talking about according to the research. And number five is a focus on Facebook and Google to an extent, the antitrust lawsuit. There are most of the big tech companies are involved in this. Facebook is the biggest. Google is second. Can you imagine? You know, we talk about personal wealth, and I think that has something to do with all of this, because these guys that run these companies, even though they're public companies, they run them like they were their own fiefdoms. And they, you know, they kind of are, in a manner of speaking. And when we think about Facebook, we identify with Zuckerberg, right? When we think about Google, you think of those two little twerps that came up with the idea. I remember their names, but why do you think they are? They're a couple of little worms. And yeah, they've, you know, look what they've done. They've controlled the fact that California, Jennifer, signed on to this lawsuit against Google is really, I'm not sure people understand the real consequence of that, given the fact that Google is headquartered in California, and California is a Democratic state, and all the other states, well, 13 or 14 Republican states went after Google. I don't know why this is a political thing, frankly. This should be something that everybody, no matter what your suit is, no matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or whatever, you look at these guys, they're out of control.
Yeah, it's a monopoly, and that's what the lawsuit is asserting, is that they're a monopoly and that they're kind of at the heart of the consumer tech business. I believe that Google is a monopoly, and I'm supportive of the lawsuit. What disturbs me more, though, is just that one company essentially becomes the arbiter of everything that we see, that we hear, that we read.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Truth has really disappeared, and it's disappeared because of a big bias in the mainstream news media and because of the bias with big tech. And so you have Twitter and Facebook and all of these social media companies that are supposed to be free speech platforms really limiting what speech is actually free. And then you have Google. People say, okay, well, I'm going to try to educate myself. And you go to Google and you try to search something, and you're only going to get the results put back to you that Google wants
that
you
they
to see.
Want you to have. Exactly.
Right. So it's really, it is really scary. And I do think we need to challenge this, because the construct of this problem is new, because it is new technology and it's emerging. And if we don't fix this problem now, I really fear, and I don't like fear-based thinking, but when I look around and see that truth no longer exists and it's only being perpetuated by these places, we've got a really big problem.
Well,
and
Jennifer, you know what? This is not to point fingers at you or other people that have your persuasion on the radio, or Richie, actually, because, you know, there's more conservative focus on the radio than there is any place else, and certainly in talk radio, the conservatives rule the roost. So with some people, they think that you're being a hypocrite because you're pointing out the fact that the liberals are in charge when it comes to things like Facebook or the news media. And then over here on the right, the talk radio stations, hundreds of them in the country that are programmed with the likes of Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and
you're conflating
and
a
Sean
lot of
Hannon.
Things. People, yeah. Unless it's a news talk station, if you listen to conservative talk radio,
I'm just telling you what people say.
Well, let me
I'm
just
using
give
it
my
as
answer
a
to that. So
yeah.
Here's the thing: the answer is that when you listen to conservative talk radio, you hear an opinion. You go there for news and opinion.
But people
that's what
don't
you get.
Think that. They think that that's
here's
the news, and that's what's actually
but
going
here's
on.
What's more
they'd rather
no, hear. No, no. Here is way more dangerous.
Richie, they absolutely do.
Or Jennifer thinks it's the news.
Yeah. If you listen to Mark Levin spew his baloney every night, you think
by
that that's,
way,
really, that's what you want to hear.
But look at this.
He's
they're
full of
in, on Fox News, on MSNBC, on CNN. I don't take issue, as much as I don't like Don
they're
Lemon,
full of baloney too.
I don't take issue with him because he's giving an opinion. I don't take issue with Rachel Maddow. She's giving an opinion. I don't take issue with Sean Hannity. She's giving
but
an opinion.
People
he's giving
are
an opinion.
Not, but unfortunately,
but
people are not smart enough. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
We're
trying to figure it out.
Opinion.
It's not just opinion. What'd you say, Richie?
We do lots of surveys with listeners with our stations.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are coming here thinking, oh, I'm just getting straight news. Wow, this is interesting.
No.
They all come to these personalities for a reason.
Yes,
they're entertaining. The and they want to be entertained, but they also want to be informed, and they want to know what to think about what's going on. So they come to you, Jennifer, Hannity, Dana Loesch, because they want to know, listen, this is going on, and I'm not quite sure what to think. I need somebody to help me kind of work through this. And so they listen to a couple of things on the right, on the left, wherever, and they form their own opinion. And that's the great – where talk radio is like the town hall where everybody has the conversations to figure out what they're doing. But here's the difference. Social media is the town hall, and it's being controlled.
Yeah.
You're being fed, like in talk radio, this radio
but
show,
then we use
I
that.
Cannot tell, I cannot tell listener Y something different than listener X. They're all hearing the same information. But on Facebook, listener Y and listener X are being fed two different feeds.
But the guys who are and the women who are doing these talk radio programs are getting some of their information by watching or looking at Facebook or Google or the Google. I mean, every day, Jennifer, we look up stuff on the various. I happen to use Yahoo and some of the other ones. I don't use Google. But they all kind of revert back to Google, in a manner of speaking. So anyway, I think we're all saying the same thing in a different way. Go ahead.
Just put
it's
like
our
this.
Job
people,
to be able to filter through that.
People, what I think disturbs me most about right now, people always have disagreed about politics, right? There's never been a time when everybody's just patting each other on the back.
Oh, that's what it's about, yeah.
We all disagree on politics, but we used to have a baseline of truth. So there used to be a fact, and then Republicans might consume that one way, and Democrats might consume it another way, and someone in the middle might consume it another way. Now, because of the subversion of the mainstream news media and social media, there is no truth anymore. Truth has disappeared. Truth is no longer part of the conversation. It's just people's opinion. And that is what's dangerous, because there is no baseline. We can't all agree that the sky is blue, but maybe we disagree about why that is. It's just the fact is gone. The truth is gone. And it's gone on purpose, because that's what sows chaos, because no one knows what to believe, or they believe misinformation.
Mm-hmm. But
and
nobody knows what
both
to
sides.
What to believe. They think they know what to believe, but I'm not sure that they really do know what to believe. All right, number four on the countdown, the runoff elections, and what your theory is, Jennifer, about the fact that this the bill that's being passed, the stimulus bill, is all about the Georgia runoff elections, so that the either side can brag and use that during the campaign, the final couple of weeks of the campaign, right? Am I encapsulating it pretty well?
Nancy Pelosi had the opportunity to pass this bill before the election. She had the opportunity to have it be $2 trillion, but she wouldn't come to the table. Now it's a much smaller bill, and you can't tell me that the reason we're even having this conversation is not because suddenly there's a desire to help people in need. It's because they want to rally around who can brag about it for Georgia. Georgia's coming up on January 5th, and people are wondering, what have you done for me lately, Congress? And the answer is not much.
Well, that's for sure. And so maybe it isn't something that's going to help the circumstances with the Georgia runoff elections. On the people list this week from talkers, at number 10, Tom Cruise, the meltdown. That's been a subject people have listened to the audio and they think, wow, that's the Tom Cruise that you love. And by the way, he was right in every single way when it came to that dissing down the staff for the movie being shot, the new Mission Impossible. Number 9 on the list, Andrew Yang. Number 8, Bad Vlad. Yep, Mr. Putin. Number 7 is Mayor Pete. The number 6 position is occupied by the people that are running for the senatorial seats in Georgia. Kamala Harris is Kamala, 5. The two old fossils, Pelosi and McConnell, are number 4. Tony Fauci, another old fossil, I guess, number 3. Joe Biden is 2. And Donald Trump heads the list again, probably for another month or so, till he may be on the top of the list for a long time. Who knows? That's the people list, according to Talkers Magazine for this week. All right, now moving into the next position, the denial, not the river in Egypt. That still seems to be part of the transition here. We'll talk about that. The other top two stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine, as the Talk Radio Review, a weekly service of the DJV show, continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Let's start with all the stocking stuffers who love stuffing stockings. Narrow it down to all those stocking stuffers who just discovered they're a single stuffer short. Oh, I hate that. For you, Walgreens now offers curbside and drive-thru pickup in as little as 30 minutes, so you can swiftly save the holidays with stocking stuffers like candy, toys, and beauty gifts.
This week, select stocking stuffers are $2 or 4 for $5. Walgreens. Valid through December 19th. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Mayo Clinic child psychiatrist Dr. Paul Corkin says it's normal for kids to play video games, but parents should pay attention to lines being crossed into addiction.
Playing the games all night long, abandoning things that used to be a source of great enjoyment, schoolwork, friendships, sports.
Dr. Corkin says gaming addiction can often be a sign of broader mental health issues like anxiety or depression. He recommends three things to parents who think their child is addicted to gaming. Number one, communicate as much as possible so you have a handle on what's going on in your child's mind.
It's a time to get more involved in the teenager's life and try to open up more channels of communications and really get a handle on what's going on in their life.
Number two, establish strict rules about screen time and stick to them. And number three, don't be afraid to get them professional help. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories that come from Talkers Magazine. What gets on here? Well, oftentimes when we have Michael Harrison on the program, you understand the thinking that goes on as to who and why we have stories. The talk radio preponderance is to be somewhat political. And at number 10, you understand why then Andrew Yang entering the New York City mayoral race is there. The Northeast Storm, number 9 this week. Number 8, police and other reforms in government. Number 7, the Russians hacking into our websites. And in number 6 is China, and they're hacking into the phone systems that they build themselves. Facebook and the antitrust suit, number 5. Georgia runoff elections, 4. The Biden transition is 3. The economy's number 2. And certainly COVID and the vaccines, number 1. This list is brought to you by Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, we got a couple of more things to discuss here as we continue on the Talk Radio Review for this week, the week before Christmas. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, the DJV take, if you will, on the stories, the election and the loss and the transition and Pence finally having, he's going to do the job. Trump's not going to. He can't swallow. He can't say the word. So, Pence, what happens next week?
What are you talking about?
Trump is not really. He's still in the denial
phase. He's still got some irons in the fire. Pence is not going to declare victory. He just on January the 6th actually presides over Congress transmitting what came from the Electoral College. But there's going to be an argument on the floor. Mo Brooks and Tommy Tuberville on the Senate side, they're going to be arguing it out that the results coming from the swing states have been that they're problematic. And don't forget what we learned this week, and that is that the Department of National Intelligence was supposed to submit a report on the 18th of December talking that the same that the elections were free and clear. They were not able to do that because there is a lot of bickering back and forth about Chinese interference. So,
It's not over yet. All right, number 2 this week is the situation with the stimulus and how to get schools open, business open, that sort of thing, the economy. The fact that the IRS, Richie, has proposed as part of the stimulus package to up the taxes on small and medium-sized businesses. Can you imagine the stupidity wrapped around that?
You know what? Not to belittle the situation and the severity of the virus, but this is a power grab from the government from all angles, and the IRS is just trying to get theirs because they're all suffering monetarily because we're not making any money.
It's working.
Well, they should be cutting budgets left and right to get rid of the billions and billions of dollars.
That loses them power.
Hello. So, welcome to the reality of 2020.
No cuts, more money.
All right, number one this week is the continuing focus on the COVID, the steps being taken to prevent. California is the epicenter of the worst place to be in the country. Jennifer, boy, it's all about California, it seems, every time you turn around, no matter what we're talking
about. That's because they're scaring people about saying that there's 0% capacity in the ICUs here. And the truth is that it's 0% in the county hospitals, not in the private hospitals and not in the Kaiser Permanentes, that there's still plenty of capacity. And also the numbers are based on the ratio of doctors and nurses to patients, not on the number of beds. So we just need to take a deep breath.
The first vaccines were administered to doctors and their staffs this week. That's pretty interesting. All right, there it is, an overview from the DJVers of the top stories of the week. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour. It's time for us to review the top five items from this past week in terms of technology news. And I'll get to that top five to number one right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Hi, the technology coverage is going to be broader under the new 5G. That's the news this week. Devices will be cheaper. You might start seeing applications that tap into 5G's benefits. The rise of 5G and foldable phones has invigorated the mobile phone industry, setting for a stage for a big year next year. the world and phone sales sort of screeched to a halt, as we all know, so it'll be interesting to see. The problem with this is that it's so attached to China. They've been scooping up all the 5G phones. They've made most of them, and the problem is you can't trust them. Speaking of China, number four this week on our list of the top five items in technology, the Chinese appear to have used mobile phone networks in the Caribbean to surveil our mobile phone system, part of the espionage campaign against Americans, according to the security experts who have analyzed the signals data. The findings paint an alarming picture. Wow, who's surprised about this? Of how the Chinese are exploiting their our vulnerabilities in the global telecommunications networks that they've set up. The attacks appear to be enabling China to target, track, and intercept phone communications of phone subscribers in our country. Let's see. There is at the heart of all of these allegations claims that China, using a state-controlled mobile phone operator in Cuba, is directing signaling messages to U.S. subscribers when they are traveling in the country or abroad. Wow. And nobody's waking up to how dangerous it is to be doing business with China yet. Where are we? Where is our head on this? Number three this week, in the words, well, Victoria's not here, by the way. Victoria Keelan is on vacation this week. That's why I'm going through the list of the top five items at number three. In the first Democratic state to ask to sign on to the landmark Google antitrust lawsuit, the state of California has filed to join along with many other states. California's request to be added makes it the first state run by a Democratic governor to ask to sign on to the case. People in California know that Google's market dominance has left most of us consumers, small businesses, with not much choice when it comes to internet search engines. And so for that reason, they want to go after them, and I hope they get them. They're just too big and too powerful, and they've got such deals with the Chinese. Wow. Number two, Federal Trade Commission asking all major social media and video streaming platforms to provide information on how they deal with users' personal data. This is sort of in league with what we were just talking about with Google. This is a request sent to Facebook and WhatsApp, Snap, Twitter, Amazon, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Reddit, and Discord. They want to know how the internet giants collect, use, and track personal and demographic information, as well as how these policies affect minors. The companies have 45 days to respond. And the number one tech story of the week, the Russians are behind a broad hacking campaign. You see this with the Russians and the Chinese. The Russian government hackers have breached top cybersecurity firms, and the global espionage campaign continues. They compromised the Treasury Department this week and Commerce Departments and some of our other government agencies as well. The FBI is investigating the campaign by this hacking group working for the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service. They have private sector security firms working with them, hacking the State Department, the White House, and it's not clear what information was actually accessed. So there you go. Our friends, the Russians and the Chinese, at it again. That's Tech Talk for this week. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.